Monthly, we put the spotlight on the entrepreneur, Entrepreneur Insider, thanks to guests in on behalf of GROW, Grand Rapids Opportunities for Women. Danielle Ginsler here in on behalf of GROW. Hi, Danielle.
Hi, Shelley.
Good that you are here. Is it getting warm outside?
It sure is. Yeah, I walked over here, actually. So
that's good. Well, I walked to your place 2 days ago, so that's what we do.
Exactly. Right?
Except you have to go up the hill.
That's the problem, right?
Yes. Well, it's a challenge, but
you'll
Robin Barrett, Blue Ball?
Blue Ball.
Blue Ball, good morning to you.
Morning.
As you are a commercial loan officer at Macatawa Bank and GROW Volunteer Mentor, also the Leanne Moss Service Award winner as Volunteer of the Year back in 2018. So I hope that that statue is still on your mantle.
It is.
All right, let's talk about the topic, obviously, of mentorship. Before we do that, what is the business of GROW, Danielle?
So we are a service that helps entrepreneurs at every stage of business, from just the idea stage up through trying to grow their business. And so we provide classes, mentoring, one-on-one business counseling, as well as access to small business loans.
Great. And you obviously believe in the power of GROW with your volunteer service, Robin. So you are a small business mentor. What's that mean?
So that is meeting with business owners face-to-face. We've set up our first meeting at GROW, walk in there, and I just talk to them about their business, get to know them, get to know what they do. And we talk through the challenges, some things they need help with, and really do some troubleshooting, work through some struggles that they're having, and give them some solutions.
Yes. And, of course, with your background as a commercial banker, let's talk about the types of things you do when it comes to reviewing with clients. Financial statements or more?
More than that. So financial statements, definitely. But there's a story behind the numbers. You don't get that story looking at a tax return. Mm-hmm. So talking about the day-to-day of business, some unique things that have been happening, and then plans for the future. Definitely the what ifs, you know, what if we want to add on to our building? What if we want to retire and pass our business on to the next generation? Getting those conversations and making a plan.
What are some of the most important things you look for when helping your guests, your mentees, help them get their financial documents in order? A lot of the what ifs, right?
A lot of the what ifs. Most of the time I help them put together their 2 years of financial projections. It's a uncomfortable process for most because they don't do it often. So asking those questions, helping them figure out, you know, what do we expect in the next 2 years?
But it's important to have that conversation, isn't it?
It is very important.
So what do you like most about volunteering and mentoring at GROW?
So no two mentoring sessions are the same. No two businesses are the same. So I've helped everyone from being in business for 3 years to an entrepreneur who hasn't even settled on a business name yet, and we've always been able to come up with some sort of value add and get them help along the way.
Great. I'm going to go back to you before I ask a few more testimonies from you, Robin. I mean, I know we talked last month to Jill May from GROW about the lending program and options. You save the interviews as well, don't you, on your GROW Entrepreneurial Insider segment?
Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for that. So what if entrepreneurs wanted to learn more on their own before meeting one-on-one with a mentor, Danielle?
So we actually have several classes, including our Small Business Growth and Planning Series, or Small Business GPS Clusters. In fact, the Financial Awareness Cluster is coming up in July. We offer these three-part clusters for business basics and marketing as well.
And obviously, the big picture, if one is even interested in the business side of things, take the Intro to GROW class, right?
Yes, we do offer Intro to GROW every month here in Grand Rapids at our offices down on Sheldon, and we also offer the classes once a month in Muskegon. And so we offer classes at noon and also at 6 p.m. to try to work around those folks that are having a full-time job in addition to starting their own business on the side.
What other types of mentors does GROW offer for aspiring small business owners?
We offer one-on-one business counseling to talk through your specific needs, and then we pair our clients with volunteer mentors that have specialties from finance and accounting, sort of like what Robin is doing, to operations management, human resources, or marketing, anything in between, social media. We try to find the best fit for our client.
And you're looking for, I mean, the word volunteer is important here, right?
Yes, it is. We're looking for folks that are willing to give of their time and their talent to help our clients.
Why did you get involved with Grow, Robin?
So I got involved because West Michigan's a good place to be an entrepreneur, and I love seeing the businesses pop up, but it breaks my heart when they're not still there in 2 years. So a lot of that is helping them get their financials in order so they can stay in business and keep making an impact.
And why is West Michigan the place for entrepreneurs, according to your experience?
We have such an amazing network, including Grow, of nonprofits that are there to help, help give you feedback, help give you financial support as well to get up and get going.
And obviously life is a learning journey. What have you learned with working with entrepreneurs?
I've learned that it takes a lot of time, patience, and persistence, and one person is not an expert in all areas, so definitely reach out to mentors. Grow's excellent for that. They can help you in areas that maybe you're not quite the expert in, and you can get everything you need to be successful and keep going.
Well, the toughest part is to ask, right?
It is.
Yes. Again, that Leon Moss Service Award winner as Volunteer of the Year in 2019, last year, certainly doing great things and still in your life. Danielle, how do potential mentors get connected to Grow?
We do have a volunteer interest form on our website, but you can also call Grow and just talk to us directly about your interest, and we can let you know the next steps. Right now we have a need for volunteers that maybe speak another language and could help us with translating some of our volunteer needs. So you can connect with us, like I said, either on our website or just give us a phone call.
You need volunteers to speak Mandarin?
Yes, we've had clients that come in, and there's a bit of a language barrier. So Spanish is our highest need, but we actually recently this year worked with a client that her main language was Mandarin. And so we found two volunteers that were able to speak Mandarin and translate. So we're always looking for volunteers that have that skill set as well.
Tell me more about your Macatawa Bank.
Yep, Macatawa Bank is a great local community bank operating in Kent, Allegan, Ottawa counties, 26 branches. I'm downtown Grand Rapids myself. I love it down there. You know, we have everything that you need, but on a community bank feel.
Ooh, that's nice. All right, and full circle back to you as far as our final comment soon. Is the toughest step in being even a mentor saying yes?
It is. And honestly, for being a mentor, the toughest thing is getting outside your comfort zone, walking into meeting a business owner that you've never met before. You have no idea what kind of questions they're going to ask, and just being ready for anything.
Nice. What else is happening around Grow these days, Danielle?
Well, a fun fact that I learned recently is July is Independent Retailer Month. So West Michigan is full of incredible independent retailers. Be sure to shop local this summer. We actually do have our financial awareness GPS coming up in July, like I mentioned. But we also are partnering with the GVSU Muskegon Innovation Hub. They've created a special edition of their Pitch Perfection Workshop for participants in Start Garden's 100 Ideas demo. So we have two options coming up, one in Muskegon, one in Grand Rapids this month. So participants can come, learn how to craft their pitch in front of a panel of real judges, and receive feedback.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's important to get the practice down. Classes, again, and workshops, and the Start Garden 100 ideas have been selected, right?
Yes, they have. So we're excited to work with those participants at our Pitch Perfection. And like I said, we have one class that will be at the Muskegon Innovation Hub, and then one class that will be downtown Grow, so folks can craft their pitch better.
And again, in 2018, that was a big year for you, Robin, receiving the Leanne Moss Service Award. But this is a big year for Grow.
It is. It's our 30-year anniversary. So we are excited to celebrate. Leanne Moss, who is the namesake in the Leanne Moss Service Award, is coming back to speak at our 30-year anniversary celebration at the Seeds of Growth Luncheon on October 15th at the JW Marriott. So we'll be highlighting clients all year long, but we are so excited to have Appletree and Gildenwood's Early Care and Preschool as our presenting sponsor for this year. We can find more information about the event, sponsorship opportunities, tickets online on our website.
And that website is?
growbusiness.org/seeds.
Great. Do you have another mentorship lined up yet for the rest of this year?
Actually, I'm planning on stopping in Monday to mentor at Grow.
Great. Practice what you preach. That's why you're good. Thank you very much on behalf of our entrepreneurial insider, Danielle Ginsler, and Robin Barrett Bluebaugh on behalf of how mentorship happens right in our own backyard. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.